This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. security officials say the U.S. Energy Department and several other federal agencies have been hacked by a Russian cyber extortion gang. We get more from the AP's Ben Thomas.
The head of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, describes the hacking campaign as short, opportunistic, and caught quickly. The C10P ransomware syndicate is among the world's most prolific. It announced last week on its dark website that its victims had until Wednesday to get in touch to negotiate a ransom or risk having sensitive stolen data dumped online. A senior CISA official says they've seen no evidence to suggest coordination between C10P and the Russian government. Neither the U.S. military nor intelligence community has been affected. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. Justice Department announcing a U.S. National Air Guardsman was indicted for leaking top-secret military intelligence records. We get more from VOA's Steve Koresh.
In a statement, the Justice Department said 21-year-old Air National Guard IT specialist Jack Teixeira was indicted by a federal grand jury in Boston on 6 counts of willful retention and transmission of classified information relating to national defense. He was arrested in April after allegedly posting highly classified material on the messaging app Discord. Teixeira was an airman first class, the third lowest rank for enlisted U.S. Air Force personnel, and had possessed a top secret security clearance since 2021. The Justice Department says each count against him carries a sentence of up to 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000. Steve Karish, VOA News, Washington.
Trees and electric poles were down as roofs were damaged in several parts of India's western state of Gujarat on Friday as Cyclone Biphar Joy made landfall overnight. This is VOA News. The United States strongly criticized North Korea after Pyongyang test-fired 2 short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast. We have more on that story from VOA's Jeff Custer.
In Washington, U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller issued a statement condemning the launch, saying North Korea was in violation of numerous U.N. Security Council resolutions and were demonstrating the threat their unlawful weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missile programs pose to the region and to international peace and security.
Today, the United States imposed sanctions on 2 DPRK individuals for supporting the DPRK's unlawful weapons of mass destruction and missile programs, so we will continue to take action to hold people accountable for such activity.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. government has released its annual report surveying human trafficking around the world. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman.
The State Department's annual Trafficking in Persons report places 24 countries and territories in the lowest and most troubling Tier 3 category, including Afghanistan, Burma, Cambodia, China, Eritrea, North Korea, Russia, South Sudan, and Venezuela. Tier 3 countries fall below minimum standards and haven't demonstrated significant efforts to come into compliance. They are subject to potential sanctions. The report also lists Libya, Somalia, and Yemen as special cases where civil conflicts create difficulties in gaining information. This year's report, according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken, highlights several concerning trends: an increase in the trafficking of boys and young men, the continued expansion of forced labor, and a rise in labor trafficking using online scams. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The Peruvian President Dina Boluarte on Thursday formalizing her decision to remain in office until 2026, months after she vowed to step down and called for early elections. Boluarte stepped into office in December, that is, when her predecessor Pedro Castillo was ousted by Congress when he tried to dissolve it amid corruption investigations against him. Nationwide protests demanded Boluarte's resignation and restitution to Castillo. Boluarte pushed for early elections, even as she dismissed the demonstrators as extremists seeking to foment chaos and take power. And all state-funded colleges and universities in the southern U.S. state of Texas will have to close their diversity and equity inclusion offices under a measure signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.